Andy, wanted to say you've seen these joint practices before back, say, even when Dallas was here in 08. How do you think that these reps they had against this team all week long could affect the reps they get out here, or will it?
Well, this certainly is the oddest situation that I've seen where they're practicing this late in the preseason together, because normally this is the kind of thing you do in the first couple weeks. I actually went to Houston with this team back the last time the Broncos made the trip out there. And what the reps will do, I think, this week is we may not see the starters into the second quarter, or who knows, maybe they go to the half. I guess we really don't know what to expect, but quite honestly, you know, Peyton said it after the game against the 49ers, this may affect how much he plays, and it wouldn't surprise me if this doesn't look like your traditional third preseason game as far as playing time.
Andy, we saw the team practice all week long, and we just heard from Ryan Clady talking about going up against Clowney every single day. But we did see things get a little bit kind of chippy later on in the week. You see any of that kind of blowing over here tonight when it's the actual game atmosphere?
We'll see. I mean, what we saw Thursday was a little bit surprising because they weren't in pads. What happened on Wednesday I don't think surprised anybody because they were in pads. You knew guys in the lines were going to kind of get into it with each other. They were battling a lot. It was very hot that day, at least by Denver standards. The Houston guys are probably laughing about that because it hasn't been hot for them here all week. But look, guys were getting physical. We know Denver wants to set a tone. We know Houston's front seven is one of the best in the NFL. They were great last year. They just caught some bad breaks injury-wise and unfortunately didn't get done at the quarterback position. So I was not surprised by what happened Wednesday. I was surprised what happened Thursday, and I do believe maybe there'll be a little bit of carryover, but we have to also see who's playing and who starts the game tonight.
And then also looking now with the chemistry between Peyton Manning and Emmanuel Sanders, how do you think that should play out tonight? You know, is it important that they kind of get some more timing down in a game-like atmosphere?
I don't have to tell you guys. I think the timing will help in a game-like atmosphere, sure, but I think Peyton's more worried about Emmanuel being able to practice. He pretty much alluded to that a little bit, so hopefully Emmanuel's fine and there's no more problems with that injury the rest of the way. But I do think, even though it would be great to see these two hook up, you know Emmanuel's going to be a big part of this offense, and I think Peyton just would rather have him make the practice time, really, if you were to ask and get an honest answer out of Peyton.
Denver Post reporting on Twitter that Von Miller will go today. This could be the debut of seeing Von and DeMarcus play together. I mean, I think everyone in this building should pay attention to what that could look like.
Yeah, because we've seen it in practice, and it's been pretty exciting. We've yet to see it in the game, and I can't wait to see what the results are going to be, because these are two dynamic pass rushers, and DeMarcus Ware has gone so far as to say he wouldn't be surprised if they got 30 sacks together, and people really have to put that number in perspective. That could be 15 each. I mean, it could be 20, 10. It doesn't matter, however you get them. That would be the most production, I bet, the Broncos have had out of two players in a long, long time. I'm trying to remember back to 2011 what Vaughn and Elvis did together, but quite honestly, I don't think the Broncos, with all due respect to Elvis Dumervil, have had two pass rushers like they have in Vaughn and DeMarcus. When Vaughn is Vaughn, and I think it's going to be something special to watch, and hopefully we see the start of that tonight.
It's a whole lot of math. It's almost throwing me off for the second.
I know.
But I remember the last thing I do want to ask you. Is there anything you want to see or anything you need to see from the starters, either side of the ball, health aside, to let you know that this team is ready for Indy in week one?
See, you took my drink away from me right on the bar. I was just going to say, get
out
of here healthy.
That's
but
it. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you want to see a continuity with Monte Ball and the offensive line if he does play. There's been some speculation. Frankly, I was a little bit surprised that he made it back already. He's a tough dude. And so I guess that's the one player that we've not seen this preseason where you just want to make sure he's got the timing down. And if he does, with the way they looked, if they looked anything like they did against San Francisco last week, you can declare him ready for the regular season.
Good. Well, I won't take your beer away anymore.
Yeah, please don't.
I won't do that.
Don't spill it on your Surface tablet either.
That's horribly rude, and a good way to point out again this segment brought to you by Microsoft Surface. That's Andy Lindahl from News Radio 850 KOA. You can catch him weeknights on 850 at 7 o'clock.
7 to 10.
7 to 10.
When there's not baseball.
7 to 10. Tune in. We got one more segment left. We'll be right back.